jump into it. Sorry. We've all been there. You're watching a math tutorial for required schoolwork, and then 4 hours later, you find that you've zoned out for the entire afternoon watching whatever TED Talk that autoplays after the previous one. Welcome to the weird side of YouTube. Let's just jump into it.
Is that how we're going to start the episodes now? Let's just jump into it. A bad impression of Jack's film's intentionally bad impression of Philip DeFranco.
Yes.
Okay, that's...
Or we could just do a bad impression of Philip DeFranco. You beautiful bastards, I'll be in a fantastic tooth. I don't know why I sounded like Philip DeFranco from...
You sounded like...
Boston.
You sounded like Philip DeFranco going through puberty in
Boston.
In Boston, for some reason.
With a cold?
Well, yes. That was a perfect impression of if you were going for
that's
Philip
exactly
DeFranco
what I was
from
going
Boston,
for.
Going through puberty with
it's,
a cold.
It's,
that's
know.
Really what you could say about pretty much anyone's impression of somebody if it's bad. You just say, no, you really nailed, was that Arnold Schwarzenegger with a cold? Like, you just say with a cold at the end. You're like, oh, okay. They're like, I guess I was close enough that they knew who I was trying to do. But it lets them know that they didn't do a good job.
Well, that's really the goal. I'm Noah.
I'm Nicholas.
And we do a podcast, as you've probably deciphered by now. We do a podcast about YouTube.
It'd be really weird if they didn't know we did a podcast by now, and they were listening. They're like 30 seconds into the podcast, and they're like, what?
Who are these people? Yeah.
Is this audio? What? And for those of you watching now,
we have on YouTube,
in video,
this message is brought to you by Squarespace. Now, this message is brought to you by our YouTube and our Instagram. I mean, we're open to being sponsored by Squarespace.
Sorry, I wasn't talking. I'm doing a visual gag for only the people watching. I love you.
You can't whisper it while you're... Nicholas, you suck. That's not even a gag. That's just hand motions. You're an idiot. Okay, anyway. Okay. That was at least closer to a visual gag. Anyway, we should continue to do the podcast. So... The reason we started this podcast is because, believe it or not, and this is an amazing statistic, there is so much video on YouTube. If you were to start watching YouTube right now and didn't take any breaks for food and water and going to the bathroom, just kept watching, you would die in like a couple of weeks.
That is true. There is that much video
that,
on YouTube
that much.
If you didn't drink food or water, you would die.
Yeah. So there's so much.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that statistic. It's that like 300... hours
a second
a minute I think
nope
is it a second
I have no clue
I think it's a minute I think it's 300 hours a minute I think is the amount
well,
of video
that
that's uploaded to YouTube, which is absolutely crazy. There's no way to catalog it all, but we're gonna try with this podcast.
Well, no, I think it's interesting because our like corners of YouTube that we get stuck in, like everyone has their own like unique experience with YouTube because there's so much content and it's all tailored to you through the algorithm. And
but
that's not what you've been
watching. No matter who you are, you still, even though, as a matter how stuck in your content you are, you get those recommended videos that make no sense.
Yep. And if you're like us and you autoplay through them for several hours at a time sometimes, then you end up in some weird places.
Yep.
So we're going to document right. that. But before we do that, I want to talk about some tube news, some...
Okay.
Let's just jump into it.
YouTube news. What do we got?
Well, Gillette... Everybody has an opinion about that ad, apparently. I didn't care that
so
much.
So, I didn't watch the whole thing. I only saw...
No, let's just start
honestly,
up.
I just saw the clip in the Philip DeFranco show. And I think maybe, actually, I did technically get the ad one or two times on YouTube, but I skipped it after the 5 seconds. So, I've only seen the first 5 seconds of the ad.
Okay. Well, it's, Oh, it's not casting to the...
You can just play it off of there. It's fine.
Okay.
Is this the best a man can get?
It's,
Is it?
I don't know if we're gonna cut this out, right? We can just play it.
Yeah, that's what we can do. We can just cut it out.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
It's just like a bunch of.
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Wow.
But something
I just want to hear if you have like any opinion or reaction to this.
Assault and sexual harassment.
They used a Young Turks clip as their main clip. Nobody else
noticed
that.
I noticed that. And
I went, oh my god.
So weird.
That's insane. We believe in the best in men. Men
need to hold. I noticed that too. I haven't heard a single person point out that that's the Young Turks.
Also, that Terry Crews clip. The right thing. To act. I mean, the right like. Way. Not cool. Not
cool. So that's becoming already are. Just a bunch of random clips.
But some is not enough. Some don't treat each other with men. Okay. Because the boys watching today.
Okay, so
we'll
there's
be two.
No.
We'll be the men of tomorrow. I'm sorry, it's a powerful message.
Okay.
Do you have a feeling?
I don't want to get political or anything, but like that's just stupid.
1.3 million dislikes at the moment and 700,000 likes. It was much
and
worse with the ratio.
They're gonna attribute that to just it's just the angry men on the internet that are mad about this, but like I just think that's stupid in the sense that
predominantly it was angry men on the internet. YouTube's primarily men though.
But not I mean there's it's close to 50-50. It is more men, but it's
YouTube
leans close.
More young men. As far as who's actively watching videos. But I guess it does depend also on what kind of videos and
yeah.
stuff like that.
But so, for an ad campaign, I don't know. It's just so weird to go, our ad campaign, we have a product that's targeted mostly towards men. We're going to put out something that's controversial towards
men.
Like men would find controversial.
It is a weird move.
It's a weird tactic. I guess they're... Okay, so my assumption here, I'm doing a little... I'm trying to, like... Think
I've
like,
thought
whenever
through
I see an ad campaign, I go, okay, so the people who actually do the grocery shopping, for the most part in America, I'm making overgeneralizations, I know, and I'm probably sexist for doing that, but I'm pretty
generalizations
sure.
Generalizations are
not sexist. I've heard statistically before that,
yeah,
I've heard statistics
generally.
To back this up, but I couldn't cite them off the top of my head, but that women shop more than men.
Yeah.
And do most of the household
they
shopping.
They control, I think it's 70 to 80% of the...
Sounds about right.
Of the
So that would make sense that you'd want to do something that's targeting that an ad campaign for a men's product that's targeting women instead of targeting men. You know, instead of being like Old Spice and be like bears and flames and big muscular guys and a truck, you're like they're like, this is, it goes out to all women.
Well, I think it's actually doesn't say that. I think people have very big reactions to this because. I think what it is it's so controversial, but it doesn't say anything.
It actually, yeah,
all.
That's true.
It
doesn't. It
starts the video
say...
off with buzzwords that are like dog whistles to people who are far right, like things like
yeah.
like mansplaining and feminists and like pro women and like those are all like things that will already upset the right kind of people. I think it's just designed to upset people, and so everybody had a big reaction, but I don't think it said anything. People who said like one thing I heard stupidly repeated a lot of times was that it was like. Well, it's just anti-sexual assault. Like, it's not even that. It didn't say anything about sexual assault.
It
just
did,
said, like...
It had news clips about sexual assault. And the idea is that it wants you to link, we don't teach our children right with... we have sexual assault problems. Even though we're living in the least violent and least...
Also,
like,
the example of not teaching our children right is this bizarre cartoony world where everyone's grilling and masculine. And is that a masculine characteristic? Is letting kids wrestle a masculine characteristic? Is intervening a masculine characteristic?
Also, can
no,
I say...
none of that.
Is,
none of that's connected.
Is grilling a masculine characteristic? Because last time I thought women were the ones who were supposed to be in the kitchen and it's not men.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
Well, now the real truth is coming out.
Technically...
and that's the real news.
And that's the real news is that women should get back in the kitchen and leave the grilling to the men.
That's what we learned from Gillette.
That,
it's not masculine to grill. You shouldn't be cooking if you're a man. So... the government shutdown is temporarily stopped.
We're moving on to the government shutdown.
I just have random Pew news listed.
That's not even YouTube
that's
news.
Regular
that's
news.
Just real life news.
What's the PewDiePie sub gap?
It was 400,000 earlier today. I think.
Okay. I'll just
so the PewDiePie versus
he's got over 80,000.
You have the PewDiePie versus T-Series thing bookmarked?
Yes, I check it
oh,
every
no,
night.
I'm sorry. It was 400,000 last night. It's 300,000 today.
Okay. Yeah, it hit under 1,000.
So
under 100,000.
For those of you who haven't been keeping up with it, who are living under a rock, PewDiePie, the most subscribed YouTuber, is about to be surpassed by the corporate YouTube channel T-Series, an Indian company that puts out music videos. And gets an insane amount because as India is becoming, they're getting more computers, people are getting on YouTube more.
And YouTube and feels India strongly has
like
that
a sixth
happen.
Of the world's population. So, and just the general community of YouTube seems to be supporting PewDiePie in that. They've gotten him basically 10 million extra subscribers in the last few months trying to help him beat, but they're growing at the, like, basically they're growing at the same rate now. And it looks like T-Series is just going to slowly inch up and pass him.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much inevitable.
But they've been, like, paralleling each other. Like, as T-Series continues on their, like, steady incline, PewDiePie, like, shot up and then kind of met that steady incline. So they're, like, that gap's been really tight, but it's just, like, really slowly closing.
So, also in the last 2 weeks, we realized for the first time ever that Logan Paul and Jake Paul are somewhat controversial figures.
Wow.
No,
Logan Paul
actually,
and Jake Paul?
They're still human turds, is what I have written down in my notes.
I saw you see that.
Yeah. Did you see Logan Paul said he was going to go gay for a month?
Nice. So, what happened?
He was on his podcast, and he said that they were going to try going gay for a month. And then when everyone said, what the heck on the internet? Like, that's not how that works. Also, why? Also, what are you talking about? He was like, I'll issue an apology and a correction on the next episode of my podcast. And some people had to subscribe to his podcast.
In other words, Logan Paul creates intentional controversy
all the
time to promote his podcast. So that's not even really news. That's just what Logan Paul... Apparently, that's Logan Paul's new tactic from now on is... He's just going to keep causing controversy every 6 months so that he'll stay relevant. He didn't have to cause the one 6 months ago because it was the when the Shane Dawson series was happening. So he hasn't had to cause controversy for a minute, but he hasn't been in the news, so he had to...
say something really dumb.
He jumped on the support PewDiePie train too late, so he didn't even get...
A boost from that.
A boost from that, probably.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
Also, that's funny. You know,
Jake Paul promoted gambling to children, and he discussed the methods, and not necessarily the ethics of that with Rice Gum, of like how can we continue to promote gambling on our channel, which primarily targets children, and so I think they set up like a gambling. I don't know exactly what they did. I think that
weird.
What I saw in like the headlines was that they set up a gambling site for children. Which I'm sure it's a little bit more complicated than that. But.
So is this the same one that's been, they've been kind of talking about on YouTube for a while of like
he already promotes ads to children and like blurs the line between his ads and content and his content.
But now it's like
promotes sexual
it's
content.
It's like online
to
quote unquote gambling related, like you're.
Yeah, which I mean gambling. I know that's a little bit vague of a term because, like a giveaway with tickets. Prize giveaway is not gambling, but a raffle is. Even though those are functionally and in every way the same thing, except for the one uses the word raffle.
Weird.
So yeah, gambling's kind of a complex thing. I don't know exactly what he did. Tube news. I have Logan Paul and Jake Paul Human Turds on here twice. The chlorine music video was fantastic.
Oh yeah, I saw that 21 Pilots, our kind of favorite band, is they put out a new music video that was really good. I saw it.
Yep. Okay, I was hoping you saw it. Also, while I was trying to find that video, I found a couple of other... who is it? Danny Gonzalez made a video called Slime. Did you see that?
I haven't seen his new video yet.
It's a... No, it's not... It's a music video. It was on trending.
Oh, music video?
Okay, let me pull up the Slime music video. Danny. This is the, it's like a rap video where he's flexing, but it's about being a YouTuber.
Oh my gosh.
Really well made.
This is like a huge production. But it looks like a real music video.
The build up. He looks so insecure saying what he does for a living.
I love that Drew Gooden has this cameo as his partner in the slime videos.
He carries it around to the club.
There's no one in the back. That's actually kind of funny.
Oh. I love how much merch he made. He's wearing like different merch in every shot. And I think he sold all his merch.
That's awesome.
Slime King and do it for the slime. Anyway.
His music has gotten,
goes on,
so,
to be actually a good song.
That's actually, I want to talk about that next week.
Danny so Gonzalez's music?
Danny Gonzalez is going to be... That's included in my topic for next week. So a little sneak preview. That actually is really... I hadn't seen that yet this week, but okay, that plays into part of the conversation for next week.
All right. I'm happy with that. There was another... Another music video. Oh, Arrow by Half Alive. We don't have to watch that, but I just want to shout out that that music video is fantastic. It came out in the last 2 weeks. Probably wouldn't have found it. But I will,
Did the pop song professor do a thing about that?
Probably. He does a thing about every video. I did not see it.
Okay. I recognize that, like, Arrow by Half-Life, and I feel like that's where I recognize it from, just because for some reason, I haven't heard that song yet.
Yep. Half-Alive is really good. They're a really good band. I have a couple of their songs on my playlist. My What the Heck playlist. All right. Yeah, that was all. Oh, and, the MAGA hat kids thing. We don't have to talk about that, but that's another thing that blew up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that. Just in the sense that, like...
It was so weird how quickly the, like, fake news spread and how quickly people... How slow people were to apologize for having spread fake news.
Yeah, because the fake news spread. In case anybody missed this weekend, because the news cycle's so fast. At the beginning of the weekend... I think, who posted it first?
Oh,
I heard BuzzFeed thrown around, but I don't
probably
know if
explain,
that was
like,
just a generalization.
Whole context. So, like, the liberal activist, who is a Native American vet, went into a crowd of people and...
A crowd of high school students who are Catholic students that were there on...
And they were all
in Washington,
hats,
D.C. on a field trip. A lot of them were wearing MAGA hats. And I think maybe at some point they had been there.
They were going
in
to the
some
March
way
for Life.
To yeah. They were doing the. They were part of the March for Life protesting.
But they were waiting for a bus, and so they were all just standing around. The Black Israelites is a group that, in my opinion, is very racist and behaves very racistly. But towards white
and,
people.
Yeah, they're basically like a fringe radical. Group that they basically hate on everyone. They're anti anyone who's not in their weird kind of cult, and it's a really small group of people, but they're very vocal. And there was a group of them that were there protesting. Basically, they were harassing these kids who were there waiting on a bus. And then a video came out where it was just the Native American man basically up in the face and one of the high school kids up in each other's face. High school kid. Had a really douchey look on his face. He really just looked... He
smirking.
Looked like the kind of kid in high school that I would have wanted to punch, but wouldn't.
Right, and so that's the
and so that was, like, the thumbnail and, like, the clip was, like... It evoked all these emotions when you looked at it. If you were, like, a person on the liberal side of the spectrum, you looked at it and you saw this kid with a Make America Great Again hat is, like, looking down on and disrespecting a Native American man who he should respect.
I thought it looked like that.
And, yeah, and other people, though, saw that and were like, because they both, depending on how you looked at the clip, like, or kind of what of those first few clips that came out you saw, it looked like that guy was all up in the other kid's face and was like, just for him, and if you really like the Make America Great Again hat, and you're like, he's all up in the face just because he's wearing a Make America Great Again hat, he's not doing anything wrong. And that was basically what was posted and what
blew
up.
I feel like the kids looked a little bit more douchey.
And
just in the video, But they didn't, nobody really did anything. It was just like trying to start stuff. But then the Native American guy went and lied to the media and did an interview with CNN.
Yeah.
And said that he had been surrounded and bullied and that he was afraid for his life.
Also,
and standing up for what he was believed, and none of that was true.
I'm not trying to spread fake news, but didn't it come out that he wasn't a vet?
I don't have any clue, but I don't
know. Okay, I'm not, fact check me on that, I'm not sure. But
I heard that,
but I don't want to say that that's true.
Well, he...
Because I don't want
to question. He is a liberal activist who goes to a lot of activist things, and he has gone to conservative stuff, tried to start stuff, and then claimed racial harassment to the media multiple times before this time. So they should have known that he was lying,
really,
and they definitely did.
A quick search.
Watching the whole video of him
name.
Walking into the crowd, watching the video of the black Israelites yelling, like, all that would have been a bigger news story.
And that came out on YouTube of, like, later people posted, mm-hmm. like, two-hour video clips of on their phone of them, like, recording, starting with the people harassing these kids.
Yeah.
And
the whole week has been people, a lot of YouTube people initially reacted to that. A lot of people that I really like and respect, like Philip DeFranco. Tweeted out a video of him reacting to it, and then people called him out on it, and he was slow to delete it and fact check and apologize. He more or less apologized on Monday, but he was slower than the average person, I think. A lot of conservatives called out these kids.
To be fair, it
came
out over the weekend, and he does a Monday through Friday show also.
Yes,
so,
and
he wasn't researching it for...
It was
like,
his own personal opinion, and it wasn't his news show. So
yeah.
That is different. I understand, but it was...
But it is.
I was pretty disappointed, considering just how high his journalistic integrity is, generally. He's like the face of like YouTube centrism.
Yeah.
So it was weird for him to have a knee-jerk reaction and then sort of apologize, and I wish that he'd gone more into his apology, considering some of his past times that he's apologized for stuff that's been more.
It's very interesting. To me, it's just fascinating how you can read into a little YouTube clip taken out mm-hmm. of context. You can read into it whatever you want to.
Yeah. And it was totally people reading into... it's interesting to think about... I'm not trying to say that like white people are oppressed or anything like that, because I don't think that. But it's interesting to think like if the kids had been a different race, or if the Native American had been a different race, if that would have changed it. And if that says more about us than about the situation...
I think that's true, because, like, if everyone in the situation would have been white, it wouldn't have been news, I don't think. Just because it wouldn't have been interesting. It would have been just...
A white
like, that video,
yeah.
Scrolling through your feed, it's just, like, a guy getting in the face of a kid and a kid getting in the face of an older man. And it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's not... Like, nothing happens in the video.
Yeah.
It's just... at some points,
well,
the kids were doing tomahawk arms and Native American chant, but I'm pretty sure that was like their school mascot.
The tomahawk
and, like,
arms
chanting,
was not their
was
school
it?
Chant.
Okay, well, that's a little weird.
That was because there was a Native American there beating on a drum who they had no idea what was going on. That's, you hear people in the video
also,
saying what the heck is going
to
on.
To be fair, high school kids are really stupid.
Yeah, they were being
so.
Douchey, but they were
not
being so douchey that it's a national news story, which is the weird, like, this whole week, kind of the media has been like trying to find bad things to say about these kids, and like, they're kids. And you lied about them. Just apologize and move on and stop talking
yeah.
about it.
And my favorite article was the one that came out after it had all been cleared up. And if I remember right, it was the New York Times, maybe Washington Post. It was one of those two, which either one, those are two publications that I hold to a little bit of a higher journalistic integrity standard. And it was an op-ed piece that was called, I'm pretty sure the headline was something like, Why the Kid with the MAGA Hat is Still the... Face of everything that's wrong in America. And you're like,
that's
it was like, even and it started off the article
everything
with,
is wrong in America?
It started off with the article with like the story of like, this is what came out, it's been corrected, now we know that this is what actually happened, but still the reason people had that reaction is because of X, Y, and Z that's wrong with America. And still trying to paint this
yeah.
kid who has just had a mildly annoying look on his face as like this,
if you want to say there's a problem with racism and that this is just the tip of the iceberg, then, like, that's an opinion you can have. I recommend using an actual example of racism as your face of racism. If you're going to use somebody who's racist.
Yeah.
Because there are racist people, like, you could use. Instead of using somebody who's, like, controversial and a child and not racist as your face of racism. Like,
yeah.
if there's a bunch of, you know, people who And there is.
Watch like, it. It'll come out this week that the kid actually is a racist, and we'll look real stupid in this video.
Yeah. We'll issue an apology if anything changes. But, I mean, he might be. I don't know the thoughts in his brain. But, like, he might be super far right. Who knows? Or he might just be, like, a conservative. Or he might not even be a conservative. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
But I don't care much other than it was interesting to watch YouTube kind of blow up this week. But I asked if you had any YouTube news that we didn't cover that you thought, or any interesting things happened on YouTube in the last 2 weeks.
Not in my
the Spider-Man trailer feed and stuff. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's true. That is a weird YouTube / media thing. They put out the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer, and it's
watched on YouTube.
It was on YouTube. Yes, they put it out on YouTube, and it. A, Jake Gyllenhaal is Mysterio, which looks awesome, but B, Spider-Man is in it, and he's not dead after Infinity War, even though in Infinity War, spoiler alert, he died.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, he's not dead in the next movie, and they also, Marvel can't just not announce things, because when they get asked, apparently, so they announced that officially this take place after the next Infinity War movie, or the next Avengers movie.
Well, also, Sony really sucks at making trailers, I think.
It was a good trailer, but like...
But it showed the whole movie. It was a teaser trailer.
I don't think it actually did. But I think it did... Sony...
I showed a lot of people being alive who were not alive previously.
Yeah, I know. I was like, did it need the whole Nick Fury and Maria Hill in it to sell the movie? I feel like we would have been sold. Just you tell us a Spider-Man movie's coming out. There's some of the highest...
Sony does not trust people to show up to a Spider-Man movie. Like,
it's
everyone will show up to a Spider-Man movie. Just make a half-decent Spider-Man movie.
It's Sony's highest grossing A character. It's Marvel's best-selling character of all time. It's of just, like, all throughout history, but
yeah.
Especially the movies. And, like, they don't even have to be good. We'll go see Spider-Man 3. Like, we'll...
They did that with Into the Spider-Verse, too. They showed every Spider-Man that was going to be in that movie,
like,
in the, like, first trailer.
Even though, like, in the movie, it sets it up perfectly that, like...
It explains the multiverse concept in the movie, and it works much better if you just didn't show
they did
every
a good
Spider
job,
pig and every character.
They did a good job of explaining in the trailers that, like, oh, there's going to be multiple dimensions and multiple Spider-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
then
didn't have
if,
to show all
if,
that.
If I think you could have not shown that in the trailers, and then in the movie, it would have been a really awesome surprise, and people really would have talked about it and been like, you don't remember there was a pig in it?
Yeah, it would have been crazy,
but
it wasn't crazy.
Yeah, instead it was good. I'm not... Oh, don't get me wrong. Into the Spider-Verse was probably my second favorite movie of the year.
Second? What was your first favorite movie of the
Infinity
year?
War came out this year, and I can't discount how impressive Infinity War is just in
Did
the
Black
sense
Panther
that it was
come out
made.
This year?
But Black Panther also... That's what... Black Panther got nominated for the Oscar, and in my humble opinion... It was an amazing movie. Love that movie. I think it's an incredible story. Super well acted. But it was the third best Marvel movie that came out this year.
I hope it wins the Oscar, though.
It won't. But it...
No, like... It's a superhero movie. And it's the superhero movie that has the best chance of winning. The other ones were better superhero movies.
Yeah, they're better superhero movies. But yes, Black Panther
Infinity War
in
was not
just a movie. Probably is a better movie.
It's a...
Not
better
Spider-Man,
in like
in
an
Oscar
kind of
way.
Like an Academy Awards kind of way. It, like, celebrates racial, not necessarily racial diversity, but it celebrates Black culture, I believe so. Some people don't think it does, but I think it does.
A lot of people did. It made
most
it
people,
was,
say,
it,
I
it was the
think
highest
it does.
Grossing, it, I'm pretty sure it beat Infinity War, it made more money than Infinity War somehow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't watch superhero movies went to see it, so that's another reason it could get an Academy Award. It was really good as a Marvel movie, it fit really well in the... Black Panther's an interesting character. He's different than the other Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of his race, because there's, you know, other Black Avengers, but, like, because of, like, the way he behaves and his moral ethics and his battling with the enemy intellectually more so than physically.
Yeah.
Because they're both just wearing invincible suits that, like, not even, like, Iron Man suits where you could rip off an arm, like, just literally indestructible suits. And so they just, like, talk it out.
Yeah, and the movie
and he changes his mind based on that conversation.
The movie ends with realizing that the villain was right after you kill the villain, but like the villain was right.
Spoiler alert.
His
Jesus.
Well, it's fine if you haven't seen Black Panther, you don't care about this conversation anyways.
Okay, yeah.
It came out last January. Like, you missed it.
It's also a January movie to get nominated, so that's cool.
I think that is also impressive that it stuck around.
I don't think
long.
It has to win, but I would like it to win because I'd like to see respect to superhero movies. And I think that this is the superhero movie to respect.
That is
as the Academy.
That is very true. As far as like an Academy Award movie, that is very true. Mm-hmm. It was, but just in the sense
it's
of
not the same thing
as a
popular.
Fan as a fan of superhero movies and like as in the, I'm a really a fan of what superhero movies mean for culture, mm-hmm. and so I think that Infinity War is just such a huge cultural thing of the fact that they've been building up towards it for 10 years.
Yes.
Nobody's ever like done this before where it's like a TV show,
yeah.
but it's $200 million movies is every episode.
So far this conversation like, it's, yeah. has mostly not been about YouTube.
Has nothing to do with YouTube.
But this is a good, yeah, I 100, you're not going to find any argument for me with that. Oh, also Ryan Higa did an exposed diss track. That is
exposed
I'm not,
diss track definitely
called,
clickbait.
It's called exposed diss track. I'm not going to spoil anything about it. Just it's an Eminem parody, and it's very much not a diss track. I'm just going to spoil that, but I'm not going to spoil anything else.
That's awesome.
About it. We can watch it if you want, but
Ryan Higa is like the greatest. He's one of those OG YouTubers that has been around for so like he's one of the first people that I ever saw on YouTube.
Yeah.
Was his iPod Human and the Big Green Bouncy Ball fake infomercials. And like that was how my friend was like, hey, come over, you've got to see this, when I was at his house. And I'm pretty sure that and Julian Smith were like my first introductions to like YouTube and like what it could be.
Before Julian Smith went crazy like Jim Carrey. But
yeah.
Now he's got a podcast, which I don't listen to.
I've heard it's real weird.
I haven't
seen it.
Based on the fact that he
so
like took
judge.
A hiatus and then came back and he was like, if you curse, you're racist. And if you don't curse, you're also racist. And he was like all these weird thoughts and everyone's just like, dude, what?
After he tried to go make a movie and then I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah, that was
which
his
is
hiatus.
Kind of sad.
That is.
His hiatus was like going to Hollywood and trying to pitch his movie and...
Yeah. But, I don't know
maybe
where
it'll happen.
I have some random topics. One of the things that I stumbled upon was finger breakdance. And this is a...
Finger breakdance?
Yeah. It's, I'll turn it down a little bit.
Keep it turned up. Oh,
well,
trying to,
it's
copyrighted
music.
Not get us copy struck.
But, anyway, this is a guy acting out This Is America with his hand wearing pants on his pointer finger and ring finger. And he... the channel's called Finger Break Dance. It's called
That's
This
really,
Is America.
That's really
finger
weird,
dance.
But funny. Like, it's really cool looking. It's very impressive in the sense that...
This one is... This
he made, like, sets.
He shot the other hand in the chair. And he enacts pretty much, like, you can exactly tell what part of the video is, but...
That's funny. Is this, like, a whole thing?
This is a whole genre. I feel like it's not as explored as it should be, which is part of why I wanted to talk about it. Because, like, it reminds me of, like, doing, like, your pointer finger and middle finger, making them a little person, like when I was little.
This reminds me of the level of Ultimate Smash Bros. Where you fight the great
the,
hand.
The giant hand?
And
what's it called? Master Hand?
Super Smash Bros. Yeah, and you fight the Master Hand.
Yep.
And it's got all these moves that are all, like...
Finger hand gun.
Finger hand gun and, like...
I did not think of that angle. But, yeah,
that
this
was,
is a whole genre, and I wanted to, like, try to see... He's made commercials. This one channel, Finger Breakdance, has a lot of videos. And I don't know, like, where this comes from, or, like, I don't understand it. Finger parkour is probably the funniest one. It's an intense parkour video, but it's his hand, so that makes it not actually parkour.
That's awesome. Also, it's in like a low frame rate, so it looks like stop motion-y. Like you can hide a lot of the like mistakes and stuff, and your brain fills in the gaps.
Awkward.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about that. But anyway, I just found this very funny.
That's really interesting.
It reminded me of fingerboarding, so I wanted to.
Fingerboard.
Do you remember? What do you remember about fingerboards?
First off, I remember seeing the like commercials, like infomercials and stuff for them all the time when on like kids on like Disney like, when XD was and stuff like that.
I haven't thought like, about fingerboards in 10 years.
No, yeah, I remember as a kid, like that was it was a big thing. I feel like it was after maybe I was slightly past the age that fingerboarding would have been a thing. But
what age would it
like,
be cool?
I really don't know, but I remember seeing in commercials, people did all kinds of, it looked like those finger breakdance videos where it was like so intense and people were doing crazy stuff with it. And then your friend would have one and you'd be like, so what do you do with this? And they're just like scooted across the table and they're like, that's what you can do with this. What are you supposed to do?
You pretend that you're skateboarding.
We would occasionally slide them down banisters on, but basically at that point, it's just a Hot Wheels car. What? These people are all doing Oh, he just did a kickflip.
Doing a kickflip is like the only cool thing you can do with a fingerboard, I would say.
I can't do a kickflip with a real skateboard.
I can't do a kickflip with a fingerboard or with a real skateboard. I mean, probably with enough tries I could. Like in an edited Dude Perfect video like this one. But what I realized that I had no clue is there is world competitions for
fingerboard. There are fingerboard... This video is titled Fast Fingers 15, 5th Fingerboard World Championship.
So, I just stumbled down this rabbit hole of like trying to figure out what this was.
Okay, so how old are these kids that are at this fingerboard championship?
I don't know, 12 to 16? 9 to 16? At most. I mean, that tall kid looks like he's...
He doesn't look 16. He looks like a tall 13. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so my assumption is it's like cup stacking. Like, it's put on by the companies that sell these toys, right? These championships, I'm sure.
I hadn't thought about that, but the logo on the boards is the same as the logo on this channel. So, probably. Fastfingers.com?
Yeah. So...
Fast-fingers.com. Yeah. That would make sense. So this competition is to make promos. Mostly, you think.
Yeah, no, this is... And the kid... You're promoting... It's like...
Wait, that kid missed. He did a kickflip and it landed upside down. And they cut to a different take of it landing correctly. Why'd they keep that in the video?
Just in the sense that, like, I can't do this. I'm impressed that...
Yeah?
Someone can do this. But, I am much less impressed in humanity as a whole for the fact that this exists. That there's a bunch of people watching this.
This has 4,000 likes, 1 million views. This one video from 2012. One of those likes is me. So I think the only way to learn about what fingerboarding is the comment section. 2 years ago, I can't believe this is a thing. Well, you're not alone.
The next comment, your virginity is secured.
Okay, so people having the same, I guess most of this million is probably
Is there any fingerboard-related injury reported? Like a broken manhood or something?
Okay. I didn't expect
the comment. Okay, and then the next one is just people enjoy different things, live and let live, which is really what our goal of this podcast
is. That's true. 512 was the best part. Oh, that's when the video cuts to black. Okay, I thought that comment was going to not be a roast. Oh, I accidentally autoplayed to Going Insane Finger Skateboarding. It's got 3 likes and 1 dislike. One of those is me.
One of those likes is you, I want to clarify.
Yes, he's got 2 subscribers. Now he's got 3.
Oh my gosh, this kid's... It's this kid's finger skateboarding, like, promo video.
Yeah, clearly a 9-year-old.
Just like a store-bought finger skateboarding like rail and stuff and
rail grinding.
Oh my gosh,
this
is incredible.
Off of a telephone.
This kid's room looks exactly like Sid from Toy Story's room. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, it looks like exactly like Sid from Toy Story in real life. This was posted in 2009.
He's playing Jim Gaffigan on the TV in the background very intentionally. Like, that makes him edgy that he's playing... And now he's playing his NES in the background. So he's doing, like... He's got all these posters on the wall. Yeah.
It's playing very extreme music.
Now he's doing Through the Sink, which you can't see because of the camera angle. So I'm sure that feels cool. Well, this sync shot has been going on for a while. Anyway, let's not critique this.
That's incredible. Please. Oh, okay.
I left my comment already.
You already left our comment. We always like to, we always like to leave comments around the internet that say I made it to, the, especially on these lower, especially if the channel has no.
I said I made it to the Weird Side of YouTube. Thank you, great video.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, if we. I find it interesting that fingerboarding.
Fingerboarding sort by upload date. Is it still a thing? Upload date this
that,
week.
That one was from a few years ago.
Okay.
Fingerboarding vert. Okay, uploaded. So that's a vertical shot. 14 minutes ago. One an hour ago. One 3 hours ago. Another one 3 hours ago. So, several people have uploaded. Dozens of people have uploaded today. Fingerboarding. Videos. This one has 3 views from 11
this
hours
This video
ago.
Is called Fingerboarding is a Sport, and then a, like,
meh face.
Meh face.
What's up, guys? Today we're going to be doing... Sorry, the mic was on. What's up, guys? Today we're going to be doing some skateboarding tricks.
The mic was on.
Deck. yeah, okay, so let's just get straight into the video. Hop right into
this
it.
This is incredible.
I don't know if this is a good position.
This video is called...
Me,
this video is
so
by Pizza Bear TV.
I forget what you guys think, so...
He's intentionally being funny, like messing it up. Like he's doing like a Jax film style, just self roast.
Hopefully you guys can hear me from like here. I think you can, most likely, because I have a good mic, so yeah.
One comment that says nice, that's gotta be his friend. I'm liking the video. I'm leaving my comment that says first. Which
since
is not,
you weren't the first.
No.
The way it always is.
I'm going to leave my comment that says second, so also. Hard. And that one will be the third comment, I guess. I don't know. Okay, why...
We're going to turn this.
Okay, well, anyway. That's... You just want to keep watching
better,
that?
Better quality purposes only. So if this is like in one of your ears, and you have earplugs in, then forgive me.
If you have earplugs in, oh but headphones.
Love it.
Yep, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, fingerboarding.
So yeah, that's about...
So fingerboarding looks like it's still a thing in a certain age range. There's a fingerboard unboxing. I mean, it doesn't look like it's getting any kind of good views. Like, these are...
It's not... Let's sort by like, relevance and see what the top viewed ones were. Or maybe sort by view count.
Well, then you're just going to see old ones from
2011,
4 years ago.
5 million views.
Oh, $5 tech deck versus $150 fingerboard. That's got...
From 1 year ago.
That's got 5 million views from a year ago, so maybe it's still
okay.
A thing.
Tech deck is, I guess, another brand of fingerboard. Fingerboarding in school for
no, yeah, for stuff from like a year ago. It's
11
still...
months ago, father-son ultimate fingerboard.
I guess we're just not in the age... range to
not in the age range of like 6 to 14.
Yeah,
well, yeah, okay. I didn't realize that this was still a thing. I'm happy it is. I mean, I remember
yes.
I remember having a fingerboard, I think, right?
I or didn't have one.
I think I played with one
had one.
I think I played with one at like the like our cousins.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I remember our cousins had a sweet banister. Like a perfect angle, you could just launch it. It went
we'd slide stuff down
straight, like angle, and then it would flatten out at the very bottom. So you could, if you slid it down, if you could angle it just perfectly to where it wouldn't fall off, you could make it all the way down the steps, and then it would launch into the wall at the end
and put a hole in the wall. And that's the best
yep.
thing to do when you're when it's not your house.
So we would do tech decks and Hot Wheels
and just definitely. Anything that we could get to fling into the wall and damage their house.
Yep.
Have you seen Google Deep Dream?
Is
this is a... Okay, wait, hold on. Transition. Sorry. Topic 2. I'm not good at transitions. Have you ever seen this kind of stuff before?
Is this Google Deep Dream, but it's in video?
Yeah, have you ever seen a video of Google Deep Dream? That's
no.
The best thing on YouTube. It's so uncomfortable to look at. So, do you want to explain what Google Deep Dream is?
Isn't it... It's like Google released an AI... that basically you can use to... Their applications of it are... They put...
you might explain what
it, like,
video...
combines...
So the video we're watching is called POUFF Grocery Strip. Grocery Trip, if you want to look it up. But yeah, it combines.
It looks like it's combining, it's putting animal faces on a video. Just, it's just a video of a guy walking around the grocery store, but it's weirdly putting animal faces on everything and combining everything so that it is supposed to look like seamless. And
I recommend looking up this video. It's very visual. It's, if you're listening to the podcast,
really weird. I'm feel like I'm.
It's very uncomfortable to look at.
It is very uncomfortable to look at, but also cool.
Oh yes, the transitions when people walk in front of the camera and it, like, everything turns to a different animal than it was before. So how this works is it takes an image. I assume they're doing this for every frame of the video, but it takes an image and an AI can try to identify what an image is, and to do that, they can either, adjust. One of the ways to do that is to adjust the the image itself. So they're adjusting the frame of the video to look more like an animal, to see whether or not it's an animal. And they do that over and over and over until it gets what it thinks it is, and then it can tell clearly. So if you had a picture of a dog in the frame, then it would adjust it to have more and more dog-like characteristics, and then it would be able to tell that it was a dog. So that's how Google identifies a lot of images, as they use this deep dream. But if you just take the raw data of what the AI is looking at, it looks super bizarre, because it, like, will add, like, 50 eyes to the dog, and, like, that's not what dogs look like, but I guess it is more dog characteristics, because having eyeballs is a dog.
So I've only seen this in, like, image form. Like, you can get a single image and make it look like it was painted by Van Gogh or something like that. Like, you can, it combines the characteristics of Van Gogh paintings with your image, and
What's the name of the Happy Trees guy?
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. I lost his name for a second.
Deep Dream Bob Ross.
Yeah, I'm going to pause this video, and this one I watched, and it made me so unbelievably uncomfortable. This is the most uncomfortable I've ever been watching a video. Because, like, one they literally did every frame of it different. So it just flashes to random images of animals. And I think they also played the entire video in reverse. And the audio is also affected by AI. So it's all really uncomfortable. But, like, one frame he'll look like a bug, one frame he'll look like a peacock.
Weird.
It's the most uncomfortable I've ever been watching a video.
Yeah, if you just stumbled upon this and you'd never heard of Deep Dream, this would be...
I had to stop the video because I had
this,
to...
This is some nightmare fuel. We're putting some clips of this. We're going to put some clips of this on Instagram this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put clips of this on the Instagram.
Follow us. Did we plug what our Instagram is?
Why was that? So I was going to use this opportunity to plug our Instagram.
Okay.
Check us out at WeirdSidePod on Instagram.
We should have said that at the beginning of the video. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel...
Nah, we'll plug everything at the end for the true fans.
What's our YouTube channel called?
Hmm?
Is it called The Weird Side of YouTube?
The Weird Side of YouTube Podcast.
Okay, The Weird Side of YouTube Podcast is the name of our YouTube channel. So look us up on YouTube if you're listening to this and don't want to be.
Yep. Because we're finally on episode 5 of our podcast about YouTube. The podcast is going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, we maybe should have done that from the get-go, but...
His hand just looked like a beaver for a second. It looked lot like...
What is in his hand? What do you think is in his hand? It keeps changing what animal
it looks
like
a sloth, but...
A
I don't
frog
know.
Or
it
like
might...
a scorpion, deer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little dog.
Also, it's putting faces all over... These are actual animals in the frame, but it's putting faces all over their butts.
And, yeah, making it look like cute little dog faces and, like, deer faces.
Oh, okay, I've got to stop this. This is
okay.
Just, like,
it's
too...
You hit your limit
trippy.
At 2 minutes. I hit my limit,
You
I
made it
3
and a half.
I made it further. At one point, he starts painting a tree, and the tree turns into weird bugs every few frames.
Oh!
And it feels so uncomfortable, because it keeps turning into... That's as far as I could get, and that made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is... That looks a lot like a bug. Oh, that's weird.
Okay, enough of that. Nightmare fuel.
All right.
Yeah, so deep dreams, if you want to have nightmares.
It will not give you deep dreams.
Look up Google deep dream.
On YouTube and just see what happens.
Yep. Grocery Trip is a good one. Bob Ross. There's probably Van Gogh ones that are less creepy. They just make things look like a Van Gogh painting.
That's what I've mostly seen. I think those are the ones that look the best. Like, you just take it just takes a normal picture and makes it look like a Van Gogh painting. I haven't seen that with the video, though. That might be cool.
I don't know. What's our time at? Do we have time for another weird channel?
Do you have another weird little mini rant?
It's just one channel.
Okay, yeah. Let's go
for
it.
Okay, it's called Kiwami Japan. And I get these videos recommended to me occasionally, and I'd never watched one of them. But I started watching it, and it's, I guess, just like how to make prison shanks out of random stuff that you have in your house. And it's this Japanese channel. The best way I could describe it is, you know how Too Basic?
Uh-huh.
The channel that does, it'll start off with a weird tutorial video, like a how-to video that seems pretty normal. Something feels off about it. And then it'll just go crazy, and I'll start throwing 50 eggs at an iPad, and then throw the iPad out the window, and run over it in a car or whatever. His video feels like the first half of that.
We need to
These are tutorial videos, but they feel super off.
We need to start doing a new segment where like we make like our mom or someone watch like a weird YouTube. Like, we explain this to someone who knows nothing about YouTube, like our mother who doesn't like YouTube.
Yeah, we could have, we should talk about having guests on the podcast and being able to introduce their experience with YouTube, because our experience is very similar.
Well, this, I've never had this, to my knowledge, recommended to me.
okay.
This is
He's making Jell-O right now. I mean,
it's like a good
speed it up a bit.
YouTube tutorial. Yeah, making Jell-O out of, like,
but uncomfortably candies. Quiet, uncomfortably slow, with Japanese subtitles. That's not uncomfortable, as far as I'm aware. But he just makes some good Jell-O, and then he.
I actually kind of find this relaxing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's tracing a kitchen knife on some paper.
I find it unsettling, just how quiet it is.
Yeah, it is a little, and it is slow. A little weird. Because usually for a tutorial like this, they'll have background music playing while they do it.
And also,
they'll at the very minimum have the dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
The other thing that's weird about it is, let me go to his channel. Kiwami Japan. Good luck spelling that. Videos. And just scroll down. He has a lot of these.
The thumbnails are like all the same, almost all of them.
Yeah, he has a lot of these. They all have millions of views. And they're all making knives out of things. This one says ASMR. It's a tiny knife. I have not seen this video.
Also, the titles are all...
So anyway, this video, he makes the knife out of Jell-O. He hardens it. He sharpens it. He cuts some paper with it. So, that's a pretty sharp knife.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is impressive.
He starts with Jell-O. He makes a knife out of it.
He's
cutting
paper.
That's
and then,
an impressive like premise for a YouTube series.
Then he breaks the knife, makes it back into Jell-O, puts the Jell-O back into the molds he started with, heats up a pan, and seals back in the Jell-O molds.
<That's>
and puts
awesome.
Them in his fridge, and then ends the video. So that's weird. Okay, so this video I've not seen.
Sharpest drill bit kitchen knife in the world.
This is what I mean about, like, some of them are just kind of weird. A stuffed animal fell off his counter. He put on the subtitles, a dog fell. Ear-rapingly loud ASMR.
Yeah.
Okay, he's gonna put a drill bit in the dog or something.
This is really, like, weird ASMR.
Is this ASMR? Let me go to the comments. Please don't all be in Japanese. Please be people who are in America who are confused. Japanese.
This man murders people, I'm pretty sure. That's one of the top comments.
Why does this guy have so many owls? Wait, I guess we have to watch more of the video to figure out what that one meant. Okay, I'm gonna try to pull up in a different window. so I can read the comments.
This guy's doing, like, metalworking. Like, he's heating up with a blowtorch on his kitchen stove and then hammering down, like, with a normal hammer and, he's doing, like, at-home.
Why does this guy have so many owls? Why does this guy have a dog? And this is a comment. Sorry. Why is there a microphone in the dog? Why does this guy have to make knives out of a material out there? Why does this guy need a puny knife? Why does this guy turn into question after question after question?
Why does this guy turn from weapon making to ASMR?
Is he okay? Why does this guy have so many knives? This guy's mildly strange. I have no clue. I just wanted to show
That's
you this
awesome.
Channel.
That's awesome.
This is weird. Okay, so he's doing
metalworking. I'm actually really liking this content.
Top 10 anime deaths. It was the dog falling. Is he okay? Is a lot of the question. A lot of the comments. Using a drill bit.
To drill a drill bit. Is that going to happen later?
I assume that's what he's about to do because he's holding a bunch of tiny drill bits. And he just sharpened the crap. Okay.
Yeah, this is very like some weird ASMR happening.
Anyway, he makes the tiny knife. He sharpens it. Lunch. He opens up a women's purse. Inside of that is a bag. Inside of that is his lunch.
With owls.
There's a bunch, of ceramic owls in his. Okay, so I have no clue. This guy. I have no understanding of what is going on in his videos.
Bobby Duke Arts. I love that guy's channel.
Because, like, the last video we saw wasn't even that weird.
He commented on it. He just said, great job. That thing is crazy sharp.
Bobby Duke Arts, as he could.
Yeah, he's just a, like, woodworking channel.
Oh, okay.
He's fun, though. He's up with the memes.
He made a YouTube diamond dislike button and then mailed it to YouTube.
Yeah,
when they made the most disliked video of all time.
Yeah.
The YouTube Rewind. Which, if you haven't seen yet, don't worry about it.
You didn't miss much.
Yeah.
You missed out on some sweet...
Sweet memes.
December memes.
Yeah. What is this? A knife for ants? The dog fell. Edit. Wait, we fell. I'm not sure if that's deeper. Just dumb. I'm gonna like it.
He's gonna scan this into the... traced his kitchen knife. He's scanning it into the computer so he can scale it down to 1/8 of the size.
Oh, because you can't just draw a picture of a knife?
Like, yeah, this guy doesn't know what a knife looks like. He has to...
After all...
No, it has to
all
be...
of his videos he traces the same knife.
No, yeah, it's gotta be perfect. That's why the thumbnails are all, like, beautifully, like, perfect.
Okay, well, I'm
subscribed... This is the sharpest drill bit. He's just doing this with the non-drill bit end of the drill bit.
I'm subscribing to this guy and turning on notifications with the bell.
Wow.
Of how uncomfortable I am made by this video. I'm not actually made uncomfortable. I think it's kind of funny.
At this point, it's just... It's fascinating that, like... Once again, one of the best things about the weird side of YouTube is that there's these channels that you come across where they put so much time into something that you don't understand at all. And that's just cool.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. That's my favorite thing about YouTube is stumbling upon...
Something that somebody else took the time and, like, put out there and thought that it was awesome, and you don't understand it at all.
Okay. I'm going to shout out this channel. There's only one thing to say about it, and that's,
year of Tim Allen Grunt every day.
He does a Tim Allen Grunt every day.
Tim Allen still
and videos
recognize me, but I feel like I've changed a lot as a person, and it's been a fun experience. So, here's to another year, or could be sooner. If you all tweet at Tim Allen or try to get his attention online, and maybe he'll send you one of his own.
So he's doing a Tim Allen. He's doing.
Wait.
he's doing a Tim Allen. every day Tim Allen.
He's been doing it for about a year and a half. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I've seen every one of his videos. I'm just kidding. I've seen like 5 of them.
That's awesome.
I've subscribed. I watch him every day now. It's part of my morning routine. I'm just kidding. I'm mostly kidding. I've seen a few of them.
I've watched more than
I have subscribed to him this week. And
no, that's awesome.
I wanted to share that with you. That's... This episode was just a mixed bag. I just had a lot of things I wanted to share with you. And, yeah, I think we're at a good place where we can have some outro music playing over us. Talking about nothing.
All right, once again, if you want to reach us, we just started up the Instagram, and we're, like, posting a lot of sweet, sweet extra content over there. Some of the weird videos that we find that aren't enough.
Weird
for,
Side Pod.
At
Weird Side
video
Pod.
Up. Yeah, at Weird Side Pod
it's
on
one of those
Instagram.
Handles that has the name before and after the at sign. Super unsearchable.
We're now on SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube.
Not iTunes.
iTunes is coming soon. Hopefully by the time this episode goes up,
well,
the iTunes.
They're doing a review, so if they actually listen to this, I'm sure they won't approve us.
I'm sure they won't. They'll say, this is terrible. Why would we give them a podcast? But they had Alex Jones on there for a long time, so, I mean, we can't be worse than him.
That's true. We can't. And that's a good goal to aim at. Just barely...